Welcome to the Space News Weekly Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, NASA technology and science are en route to the moon aboard Intuitive Machines' Nova C lunar lander. Second, NASA launches a mission to test technology for a long-term human stay on the moon. Third, the private Athena moonlander and NASA's Trailblazer launch to hunt for lunar water. Fourth, NASA installs a heat shield on the first private spacecraft bound for Venus. Fifth, stunning new evidence of Mars' lost ocean is found beneath the surface. Sixth, NASA drops the impact risk of an asteroid to near zero, though there's a small catch. Lastly, two NASA missions, Punch and SpheREx, are set to launch aboard one rocket. Creating a golden streak in the night sky, a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket carrying Intuitive Machines' Nova C lunar lander and NASA's Lunar Trailblazer soared upward after liftoff from Launch Complex 39A at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida at 7:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Wednesday, February 26. The IM-2 launch, part of NASA's Commercial Lunar Payload Services Initiative, is carrying NASA technology and science demonstrations, along with other commercial payloads, to Mont Mouton, a lunar plateau, to advance our understanding of the moon and planetary processes while paving the way for future crewed missions. The next set of NASA science and technology demonstrations is on its way to the lunar surface, where these instruments will gather data about Earth's nearest neighbor and help pave the way for American astronauts to explore the moon and beyond for the benefit of all. Intuitive Machines' lunar lander is scheduled to touch down on Thursday, March 6th in Mons Mouton, a plateau in the moon's south pole. With each CLPS mission, the United States is leading the way in expanding our reach and refining our capabilities, turning what was once dreams into reality, said NASA Acting Administrator Janet Petro. These science and technology demonstrations are more than payloads. They represent the foundation for future explorers who will live and work on the moon. By partnering with American industry, we are driving innovation, strengthening our leadership in space, and preparing for sending humans farther into the solar system, including Mars. Once on the moon, the NASA CLPS investigations will aim to measure the potential presence of volatiles or gases from lunar soil, marking one of the first on-site demonstrations of resource use on the moon. In addition, a passive laser retroreflector array on the top deck of the lander will bounce laser light back at any future orbiting or incoming spacecraft to give them a permanent reference point on the lunar surface. Other technology instruments on this delivery will demonstrate a robust surface communication system and deploy a propulsive drone designed to hop across the lunar surface. NASA's Lunar Trailblazer spacecraft, which launched as a rideshare with the IM-2 mission, also began its journey to lunar orbit, where it will map the distribution of the different forms of water on the moon. Lunar Trailblazer will discover where the moon's water is, what form it is in, and how it changes over time. Observations gathered during its two-year prime mission will contribute to the understanding of water cycles on airless bodies throughout the solar system, while also supporting future human and robotic missions to the moon by identifying where water is located. The NASA science and technology instruments that launched aboard the IM-2 mission include the Polar Resources Ice Mining Experiment 1, or PRIME-1, which will explore the moon's subsurface and analyze where lunar resources may reside. The experiment's two key instruments will demonstrate the ability to extract and analyze lunar soil to detect volatile chemical compounds that turn into gas. The Laser Retroreflector Array, a collection of 8 retroreflectors, will enable precision laser ranging, measuring the distance between the orbiting or landing spacecraft to the reflector on the lander. The MicroNova Hopper, funded by NASA's Space Technology Mission Directorate Tipping Point Initiative, is designed to enable high-resolution surveying of the lunar surface under its flight path. Nokia's Lunar Surface Communication System, also developed with funding from NASA's Tipping Point Initiative, will demonstrate cellular communications between the Intuitive Machines lander, a lunar outpost rover, and the Micro Nova Hopper. Engineered to transmit high-definition video, command and control messages, and sensor and telemetry data, the communication system aims to demonstrate an ultra-compact advanced communication solution for future infrastructure on the Moon and beyond. In a significant leap for lunar exploration, NASA has embarked on a mission to test cutting-edge technology designed to support long-term human habitation on the Moon. This initiative is part of NASA's Larger Commercial Lunar Payload Services, or CLPS, and Artemis campaign efforts. Launched aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from the iconic Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida, the Nova C lunar lander, Athena, is at the forefront of this mission. The launch occurred on February 26, 2025, and the lander is expected to reach the Moon's surface on March 6, targeting Mons Mouton, a plateau near the Moon's south pole. Acting NASA Administrator Janet Petro highlighted the groundbreaking nature of these missions, stating, "With each CLPS mission, the United States is leading the way in expanding our reach and refining our capabilities, turning what was once dreams into reality." She emphasized that these science and technology demonstrations are foundational for future explorers who will live and work on the Moon, driving innovation and strengthening America's leadership in space. The mission includes testing new technologies, such as analyzing gases in lunar soil to explore potential resource use. Additionally, a laser retroreflector array on the lander will serve as a navigation marker for future spacecraft, reflecting laser signals to aid in precision landing and navigation. A specialized propulsive drone is also part of the mission, designed to hop across the lunar surface, demonstrating advanced mobility capabilities. This drone, along with other instruments, will test a robust surface communication system, ensuring reliable links between lunar landers, rovers, and Earth-based command centers. Riding alongside the IM-2 mission is NASA's Lunar Trailblazer spacecraft, which has embarked on its journey to map the distribution of water across the Moon. This two-year mission is set to unveil the locations and forms of lunar water, providing invaluable data for future human and robotic missions. These efforts are pivotal under NASA's Artemis campaign, which aims to advance planetary science, explore lunar resources, and ultimately support long-term human exploration beyond our planet. By pinpointing water sources and understanding lunar resources, NASA is laying the groundwork for sustainable human presence on the Moon and beyond. Exciting news from Cape Canaveral, Florida, as the private Athena lunar lander, developed by Intuitive Machines, is now on its journey to the Moon. The launch took place aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from NASA's Kennedy Space Center, lifting off shortly after sunset on February 26, 2025. This mission, known as IM-2, is part of NASA's Commercial Lunar Payload Services program, aiming to advance scientific understanding by searching for water near the lunar south pole. Athena carries a suite of 10 NASA science instruments, many specifically designed to hunt for signs of water ice. The mission also includes the Lunar Trailblazer Orbiter, which will complement Athena's work by mapping water ice deposits from a higher orbit. This focus on lunar water is crucial for NASA's Artemis program, which envisions establishing sustainable human settlements on the Moon. The Athena mission is equipped with innovative tools such as the Polar Resources Ice Mining Experiment 1, or PRIME-1. This package includes the regolith ice drill for exploring new terrain and the mass spectrometer observing lunar operations, which will collaboratively extract and analyze samples from beneath the lunar surface. These efforts aim to identify compounds like water and carbon dioxide, paving the way for in-situ resource utilization. To enhance exploration, Athena is also deploying two secondary vehicles, the Mobile Autonomous Prospecting Platform Rover and the Grace Hopper robot. Grace, named after pioneering computer scientist Grace Hopper, We'll explore the surrounding area using a series of leaps to reach locations that wheeled rovers cannot access, such as permanently shadowed craters. Meanwhile, the MAPP rover will demonstrate the first cellular network on the Moon, utilizing Nokia Bell Labs' Lunar Surface Communication System to test high-speed, long-range capabilities. This innovative communication system is vital for future lunar missions, ensuring robust connectivity between lunar landers, rovers, and Earth-based command centers. Notably, this mission is a continuation of Intuitive Machines' lunar endeavors. Following their historic first mission, IM-1, which marked the first-ever soft lunar landing by a private spacecraft, IM-2 aims to achieve even greater precision and success. The lessons learned from IM-1 are being applied to ensure Athena's safe and accurate landing this time around. As Athena and Lunar Trailblazer make their way to the Moon, they join a series of other missions launched in 2025, including Firefly Aerospace's Ghost Riders in the Sky and Japan-based ISPACE's Resilience Lander. These missions, like IM-2, are under NASA's CLPS program, highlighting the growing collaboration between NASA and private industry in lunar exploration. In a significant development for private space exploration, NASA has installed its Heat Shield for Extreme Entry Environment Technology, or HEET, on the first private spacecraft bound for Venus. This mission is spearheaded by Rocket Lab, a private aerospace company based in Long Beach, California, in collaboration with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. NASA's involvement in this mission underscores its commitment to bolstering the commercial space sector by providing expertise in thermal protection for small spacecraft. The HEET is a revolutionary heat shield designed to withstand temperatures as high as 4,500 degrees Fahrenheit. This cutting-edge technology, developed at NASA's Ames Research Center in California's Silicon Valley, is essential for the spacecraft's journey as it will protect the probe while it descends through Venus's scorching atmosphere. This mission marks a pivotal step in expanding our reach into the solar system and enhancing our understanding of Venus's enigmatic clouds, which may hold clues to life beyond Earth. Rocket Lab's mission to Venus is set to become the first private venture to explore the planet, highlighting the growing capabilities and ambitions of private companies in space exploration. The probe will deploy from Rocket Lab's Photon spacecraft bus, equipped to take detailed measurements of Venus's atmosphere. This mission not only aims to gather scientific data, but also demonstrates the increasing collaboration between NASA and private enterprises, fostering innovation and growth in the new space economy. The collaboration between NASA and Rocket Lab exemplifies how government agencies can work alongside private companies to push the boundaries of what is possible in space exploration. By sharing its expertise in thermal protection technology, NASA is enabling Rocket Lab to undertake this ambitious mission, paving the way for future private endeavors to explore other planets in our solar system. In a stunning revelation, China's Zhurong rover has uncovered compelling evidence that Mars may have once harbored a vast ice-free ocean. This discovery, based on new radar data, suggests that liquid water persisted on the red planet for an extended period. The rover's ground-penetrating radar revealed sloping, sandy layers underground, closely resembling beach formations found on Earth. This finding indicates that Mars had dynamic shorelines where waves distributed sediment, creating an environment potentially conducive to life. The Zhurong rover, which landed on Mars in 2021, discovered these buried beach deposits in an area believed to have once been an ancient sea. During its operational year between May 2021 and May 2022, the rover traveled approximately 1.9 kilometers, using its radar to scan up to 80 meters beneath the surface. The radar images showed thick layers of material sloping upward toward a suspected ancient shoreline, resembling the angle of beach deposits on Earth, suggesting a stable, long-lived body of water. University of California, Berkeley, Professor Michael Manga, a contributing author to the study, explained that the structures discovered do not resemble sand dunes or lava flows, but instead align with what would be expected from an ancient ocean's shoreline. The radar data indicated particle sizes consistent with sand, further supporting the ocean hypothesis. This discovery strengthens the argument for past habitability on Mars, as shorelines are prime locations for evidence of past life. The implications of this discovery extend beyond mere geological interest. According to the study's authors, including Benjamin Cardenas from Penn State, the presence of these beach deposits implies that Mars was hydrologically active for a prolonged period, providing water, sediment, and potentially nutrients necessary for life. This strengthens the case for past habitability in this region of Mars. The Zhurong rover's findings add to a growing body of evidence that Mars once had a warmer climate and thicker atmosphere, conditions conducive to liquid water. Earlier missions, such as those by NASA's Perseverance and Curiosity rovers, have also hinted at the planet's wet past. However, Zhurong's discovery of pristine shoreline deposits offers a unique and compelling dataset that enhances our understanding of Mars's ancient climate and its potential for having supported life. NASA has recently announced a significant update regarding asteroid 2024 YR4, initially considered a potential threat to Earth. Thanks to refined calculations and further observations, the impact probability of this asteroid hitting Earth on December 22, 2032, has been reduced to a mere 0.004%. While this is reassuring news for our planet, there remains a small catch. The Moon is still in its path, with a 1.7% chance of impact. This development offers NASA and its partners a unique opportunity to refine their planetary defense strategies. Utilizing advanced telescopes and observatories funded by NASA's Planetary Defense Coordination Office, scientists are gathering more data on the asteroid's trajectory and characteristics. The James Webb Space Telescope is set to observe the asteroid in March, providing further insights into its size and composition. Despite the minimal risk to Earth, asteroid 2024 YR4 serves as a valuable test case for NASA's planetary defense capabilities. The situation allows experts to practice notification procedures and update the database of known near-Earth objects. This proactive approach aims to enhance our preparedness for any future threats from space. The latest data on potential impact hazards are continuously updated on NASA's automated Sentry page, ensuring that scientists and the public have access to the most current information. This transparency is crucial for maintaining awareness and readiness in the event of any celestial threats. In an exciting development for space exploration, NASA has successfully launched two missions aboard a single rocket, Punch and SpheREx. These missions are set to expand our understanding of the solar system and beyond, with each bringing its unique capabilities and objectives to the table. The launch took place from the Vandenberg Space Force Base in California, marking another milestone in NASA's efforts to maximize the efficiency of its exploratory missions. The Punch mission, which stands for Polarimeter to Unify the Corona and Heliosphere, aims to study the outer corona of the Sun and how it transitions into the solar wind that fills the solar system. By observing the solar wind in unprecedented detail, Punch will help scientists better understand how solar particles interact with Earth's magnetic field, which is crucial for predicting space weather and protecting satellites and astronauts from harmful solar radiation. Meanwhile, the SpheREx mission, short for Spectrophotometer for the History of the Universe, Epoch of Ryanization, and ICE's Explorer, will survey the entire sky in near-infrared light. This ambitious mission is designed to answer fundamental questions about the origins of galaxies, the formation of stars, and the presence of water and organic molecules in our galaxy. SpheREx will map the sky in 96 different color bands, creating a detailed three-dimensional map of the cosmos that could reveal new insights into the universe's history and structure. NASA's decision to launch Punch and SpheREx together not only demonstrates the agency's commitment to cost-effective space exploration, but also highlights the synergy between different scientific objectives. By sharing a single rocket, these missions benefit from reduced costs and increased collaboration, setting a precedent for future multi-mission launches. These missions are part of NASA's broader strategy to explore the solar system and beyond, leveraging innovative technologies and international partnerships. As Punch and SphereX begin their journeys, they join a growing fleet of spacecraft dedicated to unraveling the mysteries of the universe and expanding our knowledge of space. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.